and you can say that everybody went to his
funeral.
And if you were dressed in black, you would be in
mourning.
And say somebody meets you in the middle of the day and asks you how you're doing. You might, you're not doing either particularly good or.
All right.
Yeah. And you mentioned arthritis now. Is anything else like that? You know, diseases of joints that people get?
Let's see.
Okay. Rheumatism means same thing as arthritis?
Yep.
Two of the you think like the disease that makes you turn yellow would be yellow.
Yellow jaundice?
And used to, children would get this and start with a dip. They get them sore throats and blisters in the throats and choke to death sometimes. And it starts to dip.
Diphtheria.
Okay. Now, if you have your appendix taken out, you say you have what disease? I had
appendicitis.
And if you ate something that wouldn't stay on your stomach, you'd say you had to
vomit.
Is there any ruder ways or more polite ways of saying that?
See at your stomach.
Yeah. Is that more polite than saying vomit?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about any kind of crude ways of saying that you might hear? Something more crude to say than?
Throw up.
Yeah. Let's see. And if a boy keeps going over to a girl's house, you know, and night after night and taking her places and so forth, you say he's doing what? He's
courting her.
Mm-hmm. And how serious, if you're courting somebody, how serious does that mean to you? Does it mean you're real serious or just...
Real serious.
Okay. What about the less serious than that? If say the boy gave you his class ring or something, what would you say you were doing?
Going steady.
Yeah. And that's less serious than courting?
No.
And more serious than courting?
Yeah.
Okay. And what if you just see each other, you don't have his class ring, or just see each other every now and then, you know, fairly regularly, but nothing real? Any special term for that? Okay. What would you call, you know, the boy that goes over there, you'd say he's her?
Boyfriend.
Yeah, any other terms? What if you're kidding around with a bunch of girls, and you're kidding her about a boy, what would you call him? Any special term? What about if you're going steady with somebody, any special term there? Okay. And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Ever hear any kidding terms about, you know, that a bunch of boys will kidding a boy about a girl, that might say, well, she's your...
What are you trying to get me to say?
Just to see if you had, if there are any kidding ways, joking ways of saying that the same thing. Don't know of any? Okay, now say a boy comes home with a little boy. Boy's been out on a date and he comes home with a little lipstick or something on his collar. His little brother might run in there and start kidding him and say, aha, you've been...
Kissing.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard old people use any different terms for that? Kissing? Mm-hmm. And if he proposes to her and she doesn't accept, you say she does what to him?
Turn him down.
Yeah. What about if she accepted and then left him at the altar? Would you say it any way different? Or didn't show up. See what I mean?
Ditching.
She did what?
She ditched him.
Mm-hmm. And if they, she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. Any kidding ways of saying that besides married?
Got hitched.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what about the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding? He's his.
This man.
Yeah. What about the girl who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.